USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A California sheriff is fighting back against a judge's order to reduce Orange County's jail population by 50% because of COVID-19. Orange County Sheriff Don Barnes says he has no intention of releasing these very bad people.
I do not intend to comply with the order. We're going to appeal the order. In essence, we don't really have low-level offenders remaining in Orange County Jail. We've already released all of them. So these are very serious offenders that we're looking at.
The order stems from an ACLU lawsuit filed on behalf of inmates. Arizona Republicans have set a historic precedent. Monday, they cast an alternate slate of electors, with state GOP Chairwoman Kelly Ward taking charge. The Republican electors cast their 11 electoral votes for President Trump, in opposition to the official electoral votes cast the same day for Democrat Joe Biden. The nation's electoral votes will be opened at a joint meeting of Congress January 6, where they will be officially certified. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Rural America's weak healthcare infrastructure are making it much harder for vaccines to reach rural Americans against the coronavirus. John Henderson, the CEO of the Texas Organization of Rural and Community Hospitals, says there's a lot of frustration and a lot of questions about why urban nurses are more valuable than rural nurses. The organization argued it could have worked around the distribution challenges, a minimum of 1,000 shots, and the extremely low temperature used to store the Pfizer vaccine. Carly Benton, executive director of the Mercy Ministries in Southeast Georgia, says there's just going to be a six-month delay to get the vaccines. End quote. The FDA said that there were 4 reported cases of Bell's palsy among Moderna's 30,000 trial participants, including 3 who got the vaccine. Pfizer's trial similarly had 4 reported cases of Bell's palsy out of some 43,000 participants. Bell's palsy is a condition that causes a temporary weakness or paralysis of the muscles in the face. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now that the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine is making its way to frontline workers this week, when can you expect the vaccine? USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has the details.
With one coronavirus vaccine being delivered across the country and another likely to be approved this week, a massive immunization program is just beginning. But when will the general public begin to have access to those shots? Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says that could come sooner than many thought. He tells CNBC that the possibility for more vaccines coming to market could also move that date forward.
I believe that by the end of February into March, of course, depending on the decisions by our governors, but I believe we'll have enough supply out there to be reaching out into the general public for administration at your CVS's, Walgreens, Kroger's, and near the end of February into March. And if we get J&J and AstraZeneca coming in, their data should be here, we hope, the beginning to middle of January, with FDA consideration later in the month.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Moderna vaccine is up for FDA emergency use authorization on Thursday.
FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn is hopeful another coronavirus vaccine will be approved later this week.
We have a vaccine advisory committee meeting on Thursday where we'll have a full public vetting of it, and we expect to follow a similar course.
Biotech company Moderna behind this vaccine. Hahn also praising President Trump for his leadership during the vaccine development process. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.